top of the hour.
Hey, what's up? My name is Dia Direct Smith, and I'm a producer with the Tom Joyner Morning Show. I remember being on the campus of Howard University as I was doing my internship, and I'm reminded of this student who came back to the campus. And because of my experience around HIV/AIDS, I could tell that he was sick. Not only was he sick, but he looked to me to be in his last stages. And he came into the office where I was interning, and he wanted to see his old teachers and his old advisors. And it seemed to me that he was almost there, like, as a way to say goodbye or as a way to, like, remember the happy days in his life. And he came in and he spoke to everybody and he gave them hugs and kisses. And for that moment, he was so excited. And then I remember as soon as he left, everybody took out spray cans and Lysol and they started spraying the place and wiping their faces profusely because they were so ignorant about HIV/AIDS. And because they could tell that this guy was sick, they were worried about themselves. And I was so devastated. And then I followed him with my eyes and I remember watching him walk down the campus in the yard. And students were looking at him and, you know, turning their heads or staring at him. And I could tell that the more he reached out, the more it seemed like people sort of shunned him away. And I just stood there on the steps of that building and tears came out of my eyes and I cried. And I remember thinking, oh my God, that could be my brother, my cousin, my father. And then I remembered at that moment, it was. And that night I went home and I called my father, who at the time was living with the virus. And instead of being mad at him or upset or shunning him, that day I decided to love my father to life. And we repaired our relationship. And I was able to help him live as healthy of a life as possible. And through the years, I've had about 10 or more family members or friends who are either living with or have passed away as a result of HIV/AIDS. I'm just reminded that it's important to love people to life. And the blessing is that today people really can live healthy lives. And the best way that you can live a healthy life is when you have love in your life, when you have family. People die from depression. People die because they feel alone. Today, love somebody to life. Whether it's HIV/AIDS or not, that is what it's about. We can't run away from ourselves. Protect yourself, be safe, and if you have the virus or anything else, live life to the fullest. Again, my name is Dia Smith, and today I'm not here to talk about death, but I celebrate the lives of all the people who have touched me, including my father and anybody who's listening. We love you right here on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Live, love, that equals life.
Myself the way you see me. Thank you.
Imagine me loving what I see when the mirror looks at me, cause I imagine me in a place of no insecurities and I'm finally happy.
you.
I admit it was hard to see.
It was hard.
Being in love with someone like me.
Yes.
Finally, I can
imagine me. The song is dedicated to people like me. Those that struggle with insecurities, acceptance, and even self-esteem. You never felt good enough. You never felt pretty enough. But imagine God whispering in your ear, letting you know that everything that has happened is now. It's all gone.
All gone.
Every sin,
gone.
Every mistake,
gone.
Every failure,
it's gone.
It's all gone.
All gone.
Depression,
gone.
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 By faith.
Self-esteem,
hallelujah, it's gone.
It's gone,
all my scars, all my pain, it's in the past, it's yesterday,
it's gone,
it's all gone,
it's gone,
what your mother did, what your father did, hallelujah.
Good job, Dia. Good job, Kirk.